Welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show, live at the Omni National Hotel. Let's welcome in our good friend from TennesseeTitans.com, Jim Wyatt. Will join us. Jim, good afternoon, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing great. I thought I might hear a little Anita Baker Raptor, but you're playing the Gap Band. You dropped the bomb on me, and you're right. I did just hit the dance floor at the Heartthrob Cafe. I'm looking out my window right now over the lake. Aimlet, where the Hot Heartthrob Cafe used to be located. So you had to have a little card to get in there back in the day.
Isn't it crazy? I mean, we're talking the late 80s, and that place was the destination to go in Nashville.
Yes, it was. And then it became, I guess, the Ace of Clubs. Did you frequent the Ace of Clubs much during
Heck
the day?
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. We did. Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of places in Nashville that don't exist anymore, but we're certainly back in those days.
Oh, yeah, and then the Wrangler came open on Murfreesboro Road, and we all went out there because we all got in the country. So it was a never-evolving landscape of nightclubs, Jim, but you were a good man. You didn't partake in much of that, unlike myself.
Well, I actually did. The problem I had is, like, when I was in high school or, in my late teens, I looked like I was about 14 years old, so I had trouble getting into places. And then when I was 25, 26, I looked like I was about 18 years old, so everybody thought my real ID was a fake ID, but I used to manage my way into those plays. I wasn't much of a two-step dancer or anything like that, but I enjoyed the night scene back in the day.
You know, it's funny is I tell people all the time, nobody went downtown. There were no honky-tonks. Nobody went downtown. Everybody stayed out of downtown. And now, had this been around when I was 22 or 23, I'd be in jail.
Yeah, you're right. Closest was probably the Exit Inn. I went to the Exit Inn all the time to see Mel in the Party Hat. That's an NBA guy that used to be a lead singer in that. But that Father Ryan guy actually helped support the NBA guy get through the nightclub scene back in the day. But, Exit Inn was probably one of it. The Ace of Clubs, as I mentioned earlier, that was one downtown spot people went to. But the only reason I went downtown back then on a date or was maybe go to the Spaghetti Factory.
God, you are so correct about that. That's a long time ago. All right, let's talk a little football. A good day, Jim, yesterday for the Titans. Look, I'm on record. I'm a big Robert Saleh fan. I like Mike Bergonzi. I like what they're doing. I think yesterday was a good day for the Titans. Let's start off, Wandale Robinson. I mean, fills a need there. They went after, they targeted him. I just think that's a solid guy in free agency to now become a Tennessee Titan.
Yeah, you're right. And then before I get talking on these guys, I guess I probably need a disclaimer on here so I don't get in trouble with the two guys you mentioned. We haven't technically announced these yet because they have not officially signed. They have not passed a physical. These guys are expected to come to town this week. Once that happens, you'll see a flood of activity on my Twitter feed and on TennesseeTitans.com. Right now, I guess they've agreed to terms per the Schefters and the Rappaports and the Pelissaros of the world. But because it's out there, I'm going to speak as if these are going to come to fruition, barring anything unexpected. And Wandale Robinson, I liked him when he was at Kentucky. I know he started off at Nebraska, went to Kentucky, was really good in college, and then with the Giants, he's been a proven slot receiver who knows how to get open. Yeah, he may not, they still may need help at that position, but he could be one of the top three, five slot receivers in the league. And if you're a quarterback like Cam Ward, looking for guys who can get open quick and catch the football, he's a guy that can do it.
Jim White's on the line with us here on the Chase and McJoe Show. Jim, looking at some of these other signings that have been reported online, backup quarterback Mitchell Trubisky, obviously Will Levis still on the roster, but as for a guy that has been with Brian Daboll in the past, I assume this is a good continuity move.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he has experience in the league. He has been a starter before, but obviously more recently he has been a backup. He knows what the role is there. I think he'd be great for Cam in the room. I always liked Will Levis. I think he's a good kid. I think he's got talent. You know, he had some opportunities, made some mistakes. Obviously injuries affected him. Remains to be seen how that plays out, but you have to assume Mr. Trubisky's coming here to be Cam Ward's primary backup, and I think that's a good room. And I know Mike Bergonzi at the combine just talked about the value of having a veteran quarterback in a room with Cam, who's just going into year two, and Trubisky, I think, is someone who can help him during the week, but also help the team if he's needed on Sundays.
Yeah, absolutely. And another guy on the defensive side of the ball is John Franklin Myers. To me, I like this just on paper because he kind of has the same stature almost as a guy like Jeffrey Simmons. He's 6'4", 288, 290. And it's kind of a little different from a guy like Tavondre Sweat, who carried a little bit more weight to him, kind of just plugged the middle of the field. Whereas for this system that Robert Saleh likes to run on defense, it fits well.
Yeah, and obviously – Robert Saleh knows him very well. I was at the combine when the Tavondre Sweat, Jermaine Johnson trade was reported, and that should be official hopefully at the end of this week as well. But a lot of the Jets riders were coming up to me at the combine and saying, hey, I can pretty much guarantee you that Saleh's going after John Franklin Myers, who was with him, the Jets. Obviously got traded to the Broncos, but a versatile guy, really good at being disruptive, affecting the quarterback. I noticed Jeffrey Simmons already has commented on his reported move. So I think a really good fit on that defensive line and one of these guys who I think will be a help build a culture here as well.
Talking to Jim Wyatt, TennesseeTitans.com. Jim, again, I like the disclaimer at the beginning because these aren't official yet, although they've been reported across the league and league-wide. But reading a story about Cordell Flott out of New York, how the Giants were ready to sign him up in 11th hour, he's now become a Tennessee Titan. I think it says to the power of what Robert Saleh is building here, because I'm a huge Robert Saleh fan, the fact that they got a guy that the Giants wanted to desperately keep who's now going to come here. You've talked to Saleh. I know you sense a different kind of vibe around the building because of Robert Saleh.
Oh, no question. I mean, he's going to hold guys accountable. He certainly, loves preaching a certain style and certain mindset to his defenders, I think. You're talking about Cordell Flott, or you're talking about Alante Taylor, who I'm sure we'll get to. These corners look at the Titans secondary, and they know that there's an opportunity here. They also know the way Robert Saleh wants his defenders to play and think that there's a good fit there. So Flott has played, he's played inside, he's played out. I think he's probably transitioned to more of an outside corner of late, but a really good player and somebody who has come off his best year in the pros.
Yeah, and you brought up Alante Taylor, too, as well. Allegedly, I like using that news word, allegedly going to sign with the Titans starting tomorrow. Look, I'm a big fan of him. I'm a big fan of guys who grew up here in Middle Tennessee. He went to Coffee County High School. Great career at Tennessee. Did a great job with the Saints. But he's a guy that got experience. He's coming home. I think this is a win-win, Jim, for the Titans and for what Robert Saleh is trying to piece together.
I do too, and I have to say, I don't usually use allegedly in these cases because it's like it's got like a law criminal
right?
connotation there that maybe a guy's allegedly been charged with this crime, but he has allegedly agreed to terms with the Titans, as you put it, and I like the way he plays. I mean, he's very active. All you got to do is put in the tape of the Titans-Saints game from this past year, and he was making plays from all over the field. I don't know if you follow the End Zone Boys on Twitter, but they're the rowdy group that sits down, the Dickerson Boys. They sit down in the corner of the end zone. I guess that's the south corner of the end zone, and they razz these guys all game long. And they were razzing him before last year's game, and then they posted a tribute video to him this morning just saying this guy's a baller. So if you know you've earned those guys' respect, then you're doing something right. And they were showing highlights of his game against the Titans last year. He made plays on like four or five balls in that game. So he's very active, very good at breaking up passes, really good instincts. I like him coming out of Tennessee, as you mentioned. I think he's a Coffee County product. So he's a really good player who's a guy you can just plug in and count on.
Jim, kind of going back to the offensive side of the ball here, expected at this point, allegedly, as Joe likes to use it. Center Austin Schlottman and offensive guard Cordell Volson, those guys are on a two-year deal and a one-year deal, reported online. Where do you see the Titans potentially for Titans fans? Can they expect more additions to this offensive line and free agency before the draft?
I think so. It could come in both. I mean, I think they still need some depth. They still need competition. I think when you look at both of these guys, I don't know that anything's guaranteed to them. coming in here, slotting, and I would think they'd be in a position to be this team's starting center and replace Lloyd Cushenberry, but he's going to have to earn it. Bolson, he sat out last year with a shoulder procedure, but before that, he was a regular starter for the Bengals. I mean, he was drafted, he started as a rookie, played more snaps than anybody on that Bengals offensive line as a rookie, and then just kind of maintained that left guard spot. So he's going to have a great chance to win it, but again, coming off injury, he's probably going to have to compete with some other folks for that job. And, looking at those deals, I would anticipate you've got some similar guys coming in here just to make them earn it. And that's the position. The draft, the team has got, I think, 9 picks, and I see what's still left. I definitely count the interior O-line depth and competition among areas that still need to be addressed.
And obviously the big news of Wandell Robinson yesterday. Can Titans fans also expect some more from that wide receiver room coming forward?
I think so. I still be looking for more help there. Now you've got some promising young guys and like Ayo Manor and obviously Tim DK and some other guys in the mix who I'm looking at my rest of my list. I mean, Van Jefferson is an unrestricted free agent. Mason Kinsey's still on the roster. Bryce Oliver is an exclusive right free agent. Crochet unrestricted. Restrepo, Ridley, those guys are both unrestricted. We'll see how things play out during the rest of this offseason as far as who's in, who's out. But I don't think that is a completed group by any measure. And I think you'll see help come still in free agency in some regard, the draft, undrafted free agent. And it's early. Keep in mind, we haven't even technically started free agency yet. So there's still time to build on that group.
Jim, I love the signing of Mitchell Trubisky. I love the fact that you've got a guy who's familiar with Brian Daboll's offense who can be like that coach on the field for Cam Ward. I think that was a great signing. And look, you're not asking Trubisky, hopefully, not come in and, win 16 games for you. But if he needs to get plugged in, he knows the terminology, he knows the offense. He's a guy that can kind of keep the game flowing. I just think that's a great signing for the Tennessee Titans.
It is funny you keep using the allegedly term when we're talking about our time on the streets growing up. But, but you're right. I mean, I'm not meaning to throw shade on Brandon Allen by any stretch. But when the Titans brought in Brandon Allen last year, and he ended up serving as Cam's backup a good portion of the season, you had a guy who was relatively unproven, and he got a chance to play. Obviously didn't go real well. Trubisky has played. Again, he was a starter. He was a second overall pick in the draft. He was a regular starter. He's worked behind some good quarterbacks, including Josh Allen last year. Is smart, familiar with Brian Daboll's offense. And he's not going to be coming in here with the mindset that he is competing with Cam. I mean, I think he obviously is going to put himself in a position to be ready to play if needed, but he's not. He's going to help Cam, and he's going to be a good guy to have in the room. And again, if you need him, I think he's capable of coming in and helping you. So I like that move. Again, kind of remains to be seen what it means for Will, but I think you got a really good backup who is already up to speed with the system, and that's a good thing.
Jim, when you have your little meeting with Coach Saleh and Mr. Bargon, you tell them that Big Joe said he's a big fan of what they're doing so far, if you don't mind.
Well, I know that'll give him an extra little bounce in the step when you hear that.
Hey, Jim, real quick.
I'll give him a copy of your book, too. I've still got your book on my bedside table. Maybe I'll let him remind him of the way things used to be here in Nashville.
There you go, buddy. Thank you for that. That'd be the best. Hey, real quick, our question of the day. You've been traveling the last 2-3 months all across the country. Have you been in a driverless car yet?
No, but I saw them all over San Francisco because the week of the Super Bowl is the week that the Metro Police Department announced that Waymos were coming to Nashville, and I watched them. I actually shot a video that week. I was asking to kind of let people know that they were coming. I get mixed reviews on them. I will say when I was in an Uber or in a Lyft, a lot of those drivers knew how to handle those driverless cars. Like if you lay the horn on those, if you're in traffic and you've got one of those driverless cars in the right lane trying to merge, all you got to do is just hammer that horn and they won't go anywhere. So you run the risk if you get inside of one of those things that you could be stuck trying to get into traffic for 30 minutes because nobody's letting them in. And I heard some, you know, these Uber and Lyft drivers tell you all kinds of stories about how they just get spun around in traffic and they'll stop in the middle of traffic. So not great reviews from those guys. Obviously, they're competing with them. I've talked to other people who describe it as like a zen experience. You get in there, you have to talk to anybody. The music's great. It's clean. So they're coming. I'll be curious just to see how people receive them in Nashville.
Jim White works for the TennesseeTitans.com, inside investigative reporter on driverless cars. I love it, Jim. Thank you.
Yeah, and you may be safe on those. I have to say, we had the Titans went on that London trip a couple of years ago, and my Uber driver got in a pretty bad wreck right on Baker Street in London. So at that point, I think I had a driverless car because the guy was hardly paying attention. He got a sideswipe.
Good Lord. Well, I'm glad you're safe, Jim. I'm glad for that, buddy.
I got out kind of like Fred Sanford, kind of limped out of the car. was looking for a neck brace. He got a little bit nervous. I think I did get a report from Uber that waived my fee on that trip.
Jim, real quick, I know you're a big Dodgers fan. No Freddie Freeman, no Mookie Betts in the World Baseball Classic. I assume you've caught a little bit of Shohei Ohtani, right?
A little bit, but I have to say I haven't embraced that World Baseball Classic as much as others. Like, I just don't want my guys to get hurt. I thought you could ask me if the Dodgers were ruining baseball, and I was going to tell you that everybody else is ruining baseball. The Dodgers are doing exactly what I want them to do. Their owner is being aggressive. They're going to get players. All these cheapskate owners who are trying to trade their players before they command big money, they're the ones who are ruining baseball. But I know that wasn't the question you asked me, Nick, but I just thought I'd chime in before that was the next one.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, I'm a Cardinals fan. You know where I stand on all this. They're just offering $29 tickets for unlimited food, so they need the people in the stands. So there's definitely polar opposites, but I'm with you. I think teams should still be, you know, spending money. It's just a matter of wanting to do it.
That's right. I hope we can get Joe on board with that last thinking.
We'll try.
I don't know, man. If Dale Murphy gets in the Hall of Fame, Jim, I'm back in baseball. But until then, I'm out.
Yeah, my roommates in college were the biggest Dale Murphy fans out there. That was I used to give him grief. I forget what commercial Dale was in for drinking those chocolate milkshakes back in the day, but I used to give him a lot of grief on that. That's back when we were drinking Milwaukee's Best.
That's right. That's right. $3 for a case. I think it's up to $4 now, Jim, so we're good. It's all we need, man. Hey, brother, I appreciate you, man. I hope you're doing well. Thank you as always. And wait, Thursday night, will we see you Thursday night?
We'll be. I'm planning to be there, but, boy, it's just a crazy day. I'm looking forward to this event Thursday, but, you know, when you've got your team signing 8 free agents and potentially – signing some of your own and a lot of other stuff going on. That's a tough day. I'm hoping nothing keeps me from being out there because it should be a fun night. But boy, busy week.
Yeah, right. All right, Jim, thanks, brother. Appreciate you, man. Have a good day.
Okay, y'all have a good one.
All right, Jim White, TennesseeTitans.com, the
fantastic.
Best.
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
The best. And you're biased. He's a Ryan guy. That's okay.
Hey.
It's all right.
Is that a problem?
It's not a problem. We had some at high school. Ryan and McGavick had some great battles back in the day.
Yeah.
Came up on the short end of many of them, but that's all right, though.
You used to play at Old Greer Stadium.
We played Ryan at Vanderbilt.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
In the 80s.
It went, Vandy, at Father Ryan at one point on natural grass, and then went to Old Greer Stadium.
That was terrible at Greer.
Yeah, in the right field. Brutal.
Terrible. Did y'all play?
No,
y'all had a home field.
Yeah,
there.
When I got there, they had the whole Jim Carroll Athletic Facility.
Okay,
but I just remember as a kid going to Old Greer Stadium, tailgating with a bunch of people, going into the stadium, and it was. Brutal.
I mean, you kicked an extra point. The ball was hits a train off Chestnut Street
yeah.
and was gone. But it was great back in the day playing Ryan at Vanderbilt. I mean, you're on turf field, and it's a good time back then. All right, we'll come back. We'll be a short break then. Tim Hasselbeck, top of the hour, our buddy.
Tim.
We'll do that. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show with Dr. Crane live at the Omni Nashville Hotel right at 102.5 The Game.